Okay, so welcome back to the conference closing note. How did you like SU so far? Awesome. Woo! Great, guys. Good to hear that. Great. So you just discovered here that we have this this Twitter app where you can send messages to the screen here by using hashtag SU Trivia. And this can be used for, well, for everything you want to send here that everybody knows, plus for the answers when we are doing the trivia afterwards. So, do you want to say something for this slide? Is that good?
Probably just to, for those of you who were here last year, we had a last session doing some trivia. And it was such a great success, looking at the comments, looking at the prizes, looking at the content from the questions, that Marcel and the team and SCU figured, why not do a trivia this year as a plenary closing note. So what we did is we created some trivia questions. It's going to be fun, it's going to be technical, it's going to be a lot of things. And this closing note has been made possible by the wonderful team of OpsLogic. So thank you for being here till the very end.
Thank you. Okay, so we're actually having three main parts in this presentation. So the really main part is the trivia that Martin will run. And afterwards, we'll also do the winner's announcement of the sponsor raffles. So we're having some sponsors that are running these raffles, or they will run the raffle right here on stage. And if the winners are still present here, they can come to the stage and pick up their nice prizes. Okay? And for the end, I will give you some numbers, some internal numbers on SCU, just to let you know what this all means. So it's pretty interesting, I guess. And finally, we have the goodbye slide, but we still have some hour until we get there. So, Martin.
Yes, thank you, Marcel. First of all, like Marcel says, there's a hashtag, hash SCU Trivia. We're going to do it two ways. I'm going to ask a question, give you a multiple answers. You can use your hand, your virtual hand or your real hand, to point it to the air. If you know the answer, then either Michelle or Vincent will run to you with a microphone and get the answer from you. But you can also try and answer from Twitter, and I'll try and mention you there as well. We have great prizes, so there's still conference bags. We have polos, there's Swiss chocolate, of course, there's wines, booklets and other stuff that we're giving away for each question, so it would be great if you participate. We also have an expert panel, and well, you've seen the guys already this week with Travis, Wally, we have Thomas, and of course, Michael, I'm sorry. It's probably the hangover from yesterday, I'm sorry, Michael. Anyway, we're going to ask them as well, maybe get some comments, some good insights as to why certain things happen. So let's start with the trivia. Let's see the first question. We have several categories. So the first category is Windows Server. When was the last time Microsoft shipped a Windows Server release in under a year? It's probably not something we heard this week during the sessions. But there was a point in time where they shipped a server release in under a calendar year. And I'm seeing a lot of hands here. Maybe we'll go to the expert. Oh, we have a hand here. No, it's actually not A. No, I'm sorry. Is there anything on Twitter happening where people are answering on Twitter? No? Okay. Maybe anybody on the expert panel that would like to chime in? Not a lot of hands on the left side of me as well. There's a fellow, Vincent. I'm sorry? 2003. Yes, server 2003, B. Can you give focus back to PowerPoint? Yeah, there we go. It was actually a pitfall, of course. It was server 2003 R2 release. The R2 iteration was done under a year, under the lead of an Ian McDonald from Microsoft. So maybe a general Microsoft question, or we first need to do a prize. This man, of course, won a prize. Do you want Swiss chocolate, wine, a bag? Chocolate, Mark. Good, so some good Swiss chocolate. That's a big piece. That's a good chunk. Yeah, you don't need any food at the closing party, I guess, anymore. All right, a Microsoft general question. Who personally wrote the Windows blue screen of death text for Windows 3.1 and onwards? It's changed in the last versions, of course, but it was in the news a couple of weeks ago. Oh, there's Vincent already. What's the answer? We're not hearing the sound. See, Steve Ballmer, yeah. There was actually a blog article. Could you point back to PowerPoint again? Sorry, no problem. There was a blog article the other day that they revealed on September 4th that Steve rewrote the blue screen of that text when he didn't like what the developer that created the text originally created the text. So that's a fun fact, I guess. We need to figure out a price. Chocolate. That's going to go quickly. We only have, I think, 3 or 4 chocolate pieces. How many?
Three more.
Okay, good. Popular. Yeah. Okay. Cool. A system center question. There we go. What is the code name for the next releases of Windows Server and System Center? We'll take somebody from the middle first. Maybe Vincent, you can. Yep.
I think it's Threshold.
It's Threshold, yes. We've heard that code name quite a bit, I think, maybe not this week, but throughout some of the channels. So pretty sure it's Threshold, right?
Chocolate, please.
Ah. We need to order more chocolate for next year. There's two left. Okay. Good. We'll take one from Twitter next, so we'll make it a fair game. So have your phones ready. And this is current time, at this point in time, of course. At how many locations are Microsoft Azure data centers currently active, so not announced, but active around the world? I have a D coming in, I guess. I'm not sure if it's for this question, but Benedict says D. That was the previous question? Okay, yeah. Is anybody tweeting or should or is it probably the tweet? Oh, there we go. 15. Peter Forster. Where's Peter? Yep. Yeah, there you go. That's the right answer, actually. I'm guessing you want chocolate. Yeah! Okay, good. So there's going to be more, of course. They announced, I think during WPC, they announced 2 more data centers in Australia, Sydney and Melbourne, to come on active later. I see hands for the Australia one, don't. There you go. Well, they're going to be ready by the end of the year, is what they expected, I guess. So next question. On System Center Universe, and I guess it applies to this year as well, is what I'm hearing. Rhetorical question. I see the Veeam team. the favorite drink for the System Center Universe Europe closing party, opening party, probably any party at this point in time. Dark and stormy, beer, probably also a good answer. White Russian or wine? Christian Lehrer? I'm not sure if I'm... is that you, Christian?
Yeah.
All right, good. Do we have chocolate left, Mark, or no?
One more.
You want the chocolate, right? Yes. Good. Okay. I think we're going for the B prizes now. And the legend, at least last year, was that it took down quite a number of MVPs, especially some people not to be named from the US that didn't drink a lot of White Russians before then. All right. Here we go. This is one oldie for the operations manager fans. And I'm also looking at Travis a bit, but I guess he knows the answer. An operations manager question. Before Microsoft acquired the product, it was acquired, as you probably know, they weren't called management packs and had a different file extension name. What was the name of these management packs? Hands, Twitter. expert panel, but everybody but Travis probably. Kevin? AKM, yes, that's the correct answer, good. They were known as Active Knowledge Modules, AKM. Good, Aldi. You want a wine? You're good? A bag? A book?
Go for a beer.
Go for a beer? No, it's wine. You're good? Okay. When did they convert from AKM to MPs anyway? I'm looking at Travis, maybe some background. When did they switch? When did the MP model, when did Microsoft envision the MPs and the products? Do you know, Wally, Travis? Maybe the mic. Could you use the mic?
It was either MOM 2005 or Ops Manager 2007. I'm thinking it was 2007.
I think we did. AKM was still 05, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all
10 years ago.
It's fuzzy now, yeah.
Okay, should probably look that up. Going even back further on Operations Manager, now Kevin, you need to watch it. Now we're looking at you, if you have this one right. Microsoft acquired OM, right, from Mission Critical Software in the early 2000s, but it wasn't called Operations Manager then. What did Mission Critical call their product? I'm sorry, where's Misha with the mic? We're not hearing it. The mic for Kevin, here at the front, please. Maybe anybody else, hands?
Was it Sentry?
It actually was Sentry, wow. Yeah. Good for you, man, Sentry. We actually found somebody at Microsoft, Daniele Muschetta, who's still on the monitoring team, if you will. He found the original CDs, the installation media, from Mission Critical, so this is back in the day. But this is where we are today with 2012 R2, right? It evolved from here. Hyper-V question, I want to see hands, of course, now. What was the code name for Hyper-V when it was under initial development? Wow. I think we need to look at Thomas now for this one. Can you pass the mic? The code name. Thomas, you need to get this right, of course, otherwise.
Yeah, I can't even read it now, so.
Okay, Wolfpack A, Viridian B, C, Blackcomb, or D, Chicago?
That's a little bit embarrassing now, but I would go with C.
You wouldn't go with C.
Wolfpack was the cluster thing, right?
Cluster, yeah, so that's a good one, yeah.
Let's go, let's do it like who? There is one guy.
Karsten. Yes, of course, Viridian. Good for you.
I'm not that old.
You want to switch places with Thomas, or? You need to go to the back row now. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's no more chocolate. Do you want wine? The wine? Good. Who knows about Blackcomb or Chicago? Who can tell us what Blackcomb or Chicago is? Maybe one of the guys?
Chicago was Windows 95.
Windows 95 codename. Blackcomb? I'm guessing. I haven't looked at Wikipedia. You guys could probably look it up. But I think it had to do with a Windows Server release one point in time. I think around the 2000s or something later. Yeah. Yeah. 2003, you're thinking? Okay, good. The name for Hyper-V is from what I found from the legends, is that it was announced during TechEd Europe 2007 officially, and before then it was called Viridian. Azure Pack, this is a level 500 question. Now we're going to see who's who. What is the limitation in size for input parameters for an inline script for an SMA workflow? A, 3 terabyte. B, 300 kilobyte. C, 3 megabyte, or D, there is no limit. It's PowerShell. Yes, not a lot of hands. Is there anybody on Twitter who's tweeting? We're getting D's on Twitter. Who's telling us C? Do you say Dieter? Yeah? Okay. Well, it is actually C. Could you focus on PowerBurn? So, Dieter, wine, A bag? Yeah, that's true. You can't take it on the plane. Okay, good. A fun question. Systems and Universe, and I'm hearing it happened quite a bit this year as well. Which Microsoft MVP thought he'd landed in the wrong country and took a wrong flight to France when he arrived at the airport in Basel last year? And is that A, Cameron Fuller, B, Travis, C, Pete, or D, Chris Ross? Well, it's probably more, but this is the one I know about anyway.
D, Chris Ross.
Or E, all of the above. Well, at least I know about Chris, where he took the other exit and found out that he would be in France. So maybe a wine, a bag. You could. The wine is good. Cool. All right, MMS question. For those who visited MMS in the past, during which MMS did Microsoft demo wireless wake-up and Windows 7 deployment featuring 18 laptops in the audience connected to a live wireless network? During the keynote, in 20 minutes, each laptop was upgraded from XP to 7. Was it MMS 2008, 2009, or 2010? I'm going to look at Wally, actually. Is that a hand? Okay, good.
The answer is C.
It's actually B, MMS 2009. Correct me if I'm wrong, Wally, it was a live demo and Opera OSD on stage worked out great. Were you involved in that keynote? Were you?
I was not, but it was all of our MVPs were given the laptops that they were using, and they were sitting in the front row to have all the demo done, so they stood up, turned around, and showed the laptop to everybody as things are happening. So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, cool facts. Wow, nice. Yeah. So that was MMS 09. We didn't answer it right, but I still figured you'd get a wine or a bag. Do you want to? The wine. Okay, for next year, we need chocolate, then wine. The bags can go. All right, events. So who was at Tech at North America this year? A couple of people. Maybe not everybody that knows about it. Good fact anyway. It's a community legend now. During day 5 community event of Tech at in the US, all speakers had to use a certain word in the presentation. It actually was a bit awkward at points in time. What was the word they had to use throughout their presentation? Knick-knack A, B, doodle-sack, C, schnitzel, or D, chicken table? Yes, of course, it was the legendary chicken table. It all started with a cappuccino at one of the speakers, and then it evolved into a chicken table overnight, probably with some white Russians involved here and there. And this is what used an audience looked really weird when we're using the words in our presentation, but things turned out fine at the end. Okay, codename time, Azure. Let's take this from Twitter. Oh, I'm sorry, wine, bag?
A bag.
A bag, yes. Finally, the bags. Do you want two? Okay, Azure. What was the codename for Azure? That's maybe a hard one. I'm skipping you, Benedict, for a second. You already answered one. We can go back to you, but I'm looking at other people in the audience. Maybe one of the attendees knows. What's happening?
C.
I actually get one right answer here. ASDB. There we go. Well, we already had custom. Ronnie, it's actually C, Red Dog. It was called Red Dog at that time.
He answers for C.
On Twitter? Okay, good. Perfect. Well, we have prizes enough. So, you want a bag? I'm sorry, I can't really see it with the light at times. I'm sorry about that. Do you want a wine or a bag or a book? A book. I meant we also have, I think we also have a System Center book. You could have a look for that if that's still there, but otherwise you could give the notebook. And I think Ronnie had it right as well. Okay, good. So Red Dog. And there was a blog article on Mary Jo's blog that was from where Dave Cutler apparently revealed it was about learning an old hound, new tricks. Red Dog. OpsLogix, a sponsor question. Which management pack does OpsLogix not provide for System Center Operations Manager? A, BlackBerry MP, B, Oracle MP, C, VMware MP, or D, the Citrix MP? D, the Citrix MP, that's correct. Comtrade has one, and there might be others. We deliver on the BlackBerry, the Oracle, and the VMware MP. Can we delight you with a wine or a bag or a wine? Good. All right, another technical question, a fun technical question, I guess, on Hyper-V. And I'm looking at the left also a bit, should we? What was the strange name of one of the constants in the Hyper-V source code, which was found in the Linux ICs, integration components, ICs?
Yeah, this is easy.
Okay, well, we'll first find out if the audience also finds this easy. Was it A, Cupertino, B, Big Boobs, C, X-Men, D, VMware Crap? That's the one I added, so I take the blame for D.
Someone here.
Somebody on the... Oh, that's Stefan.
The Big Boobs.
Yeah, it was actually true, and that's why I put a URL in there, so it's not made up. Actually, it was removed quite quickly. Do you know something more on this story, or...?
No, not really. There were some guys in the Linux community which found that constant, and then it spread across the internet, and everyone was talking about it, how bad this is from Microsoft to do something like that, and so on and so on.
Yeah, a rogue developer, I guess. But a fun fact, anyway.
Bottle of wine?
A bottle of wine for our Thomas, yeah? Good.
Do I get wine?
You want a bag?
I didn't even answer it. But
No, true. Oh, there was, Stefan, it was who had the wine. Can you point it to PowerPoint? Yeah. VMM. Yeah. I'll not say who created this question. How many now defunct portals have been made for System Center Virtual Machine Manager? I guess Microsoft tried a couple of times here.
Over here.
Well, it could include web, sure. Why not? Is it A1, portal 2, B portals, 3 portals, or a gazillion portals they tried before they finally created web?
We're talking... Should I? Okay. We're talking about 3 portals, so with 3, there's an initial self-service portal with VMM1, then there was a second with some default workflows, and now we are talking about the app controller, and all 3, they are defined.
Yeah, that's why I guess that answer D is quite applicable. I heard you answer quite a number of portals. So, yes, true. Benedict also has... Do you want some wine with the chocolate? You're good? Okay. Do you have any comments, maybe Travis or Wally, on portals and Microsoft in general? And I don't know.
On this list, we must not forget the... I can't remember the name of it now.
So many.
CSPP, the Cloud Services
Process Pack. Oh, yeah.
Can't forget that one. Also defunct now.
So. Also defunct. Wow. Is that, we should have a PM of portals, probably. That should probably work. Yeah. Or just look at the Cyrus portal.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, code name again for Azure Pack. What was the code name for Windows Azure Pack before it was called Windows Azure Services for Windows Server? A, Alpine, B, Monad, C, Catal, D, WMI. We'll take Marcus from the back. I'm not hearing you. Michelle's coming with a mic.
Should be Catal.
Yes, Project Catal, of course. Anybody want to comment on the other code names? Yeah, Monad is PowerShell. WMI isn't a code name, of course. And Alpine, I wouldn't personally know. Maybe somebody else knows. Okay. Service manager, this is a good fun question, I guess. What System Center Service Manager feature was showed during an MMS keynote that actually never existed? Not then, not now, and probably not even in the future. A, the legendary Exchange connector. B, a Vista gadget. C, SLA pausing. Or D, asset management. I'm sorry? You're pretty sure it's C? Please say it's B. Anybody else want to take a stab at this? Sam? Is it D? Anybody else want to go for C or A? Oh, probably, okay. Well, from what I hear, I think it's B. Do you have a legend there, Travis? Or?
Yeah, so we created a Vista gadget as part of the demo in the keynote for the introduction of Service Manager. And I just wrote it up one day because I was bored and I thought it'd be cool. But we never actually included it in the product. So,
right.
You know, and people, like, for years after that would ask me, like, where's the Vista gadget? I'm like, I don't know.
Still on your C drive somewhere.
Yeah, it's probably.
Yeah. I'm hearing a new product from a certain company that could
yes,
do.
Yes, it's on the to-do list. It's very high priority.
Yes, there you go.
Right after the Notes connector.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Wally? The Notes connector. Yeah, sure, that's true as well. Well, and then SLA pausing is also a good fun one, of course, but okay. MVP time. What now System Center Cloud and Data Center Management MVP converted from, and I'm going to walk away from Wally here a bit, from the dark side? A, was it Mike Ressler, the reseller? B, Travis, now MVP, right? C, Gordon McKenna, or D, Marcus O? A hand way in the back. Okay, good.
B, it's Travis.
Well, you could look at it that way. If the dark side is Microsoft, and it's finally on the bright side, I'm hearing you, sure, yeah? The dark side, I in this case, I meant actually the client, enterprise client management space. Wally knew. Sam? D, Marcus? Yeah, that's true. He was a config manager MVP for quite a while, right? I think he was already 6-7 years with you guys back in the day.
Oh, we didn't have that long. We got rid of him. We gave him to the dark side.
You gave him to the dark side. Nice, yes. Always love a bit of rivalry between client and data center. All right, back into Service Manager. Let's look at Twitter for this one as well. What total number of users has Service Manager been tested to? Is it A, 500, B, 5,000, C, 50,000, or D, even 5 million users?
C.
C. The right answer is C. Yep, absolutely.
I can take a bag.
Bag, Mark.
Did you attend my session today?
He did attend. Well, they learned something from your session. Wow. Yeah. Did you tell him how it worked? Did you tell him how the number was created? Like what magic you did, what market research came up with, the regions you looked at, the competing products they looked at, etc.?
No, I didn't get into that, Martin. No. We pretty much just made that number up. We just said, I don't know, let's do 50,000 and see what happens. That was it.
That was it. Good. Yeah, this is one Marcel probably or one of the IT Netics guys can only answer. What do you guys think? How many warm meals menus were served in total, both lunch and parties, during this year's SCU? Was it A, roughly 500, B, roughly 1,000, or even more, like 1,500?
B?
C, yes. From what Marcel is telling me, you guys had 1,500 meals approximately? Yeah.
That includes parties as well.
I'm sorry?
That also includes the meals we served during the parties.
Right, right. Well, good. Well, I think I can speak for everybody that the meals were fine. They were very tasty, and it's one of the highlights as well, among other things. So,
thank
good
you.
Job. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
That's actually going to be, so the beverages question is at the end with the other facts and numbers. Yeah, everything. Yeah. Yeah. How many white Russians is what you're asking me? Can you point it to PowerPoint? Yes. Wally has his own category in Trivial Pursuit. Isn't that nice? I hope it's right anyway. What was Wally's role after being at Minds of Learning, but before he joined the Config Manager product team? A, of course he went to Ops Manager and did some field engineering. B, he was at Alteris for a short while. C, Config Manager support engineer. Or no, D, he was at the doc team. Well, we have to ask Wally, of course. Was it C? It was C. Although what I hear is you'd love to do A, but you went with C.
Actually, the SMS team did loan me to the OpsMan team, and I wrote the initial training materials for MOM 2000.
You don't say.
I did.
Oh.
I did, really.
Wow. That is good. That is a new trivia question.
I sat in on dev meetings and with all everybody, and I did the airlift in March 2001 when we had the earthquake. Yeah, I was there for the airlift because I wrote those materials. But yes, it was. I went to do support for a year, but I didn't do support. I just did training of the support engineers on SMS 2.0, but I was a support engineer.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, so you're in support. Good, good. Well, fun fact on the OM as well. Do you want wine or a bag or just you're good? System Center. Fun and technical at the same time. What System Center product has worse performance when the UI is maximized? All of the above.
Not C.
Certainly not C. OM, SM, or DPM? Well, a lot of hands. I'm going to go with the right hand for the now. B, Service Manager, yes. Well, wasn't fixed until quite recently, actually, with the UR2 rollup is what I'm thinking, before it was solved. Any context there you want to give, Travis? No, that never happened, is what I'm hearing. A technical question. Operations Manager. What is the default refresh rate of the web console in OpsMan? Is that 60 seconds, 120 seconds, 300 seconds, or 600 seconds? Dieter, Kevin, some of the other OM gurus, Stefan, I see a blue hand. It is not A, 60 seconds.
I think it's C, 300 seconds.
You think C, 300? Anybody else think B or D? A B? You think a B? Anybody for D? We have a D, okay. It's actually C, 300 seconds. So it's 5 minutes currently, and it's adjustable. This is the before last question. Do you want a wine or a bag or Benedict? I'm sorry. Yeah. What? And I'm hoping we got this right. Actually, configuration. We'll find it out. Configuration manager category. The before last question. After this, we have the mother of all questions. What was the release date for SMS version 1.0? November 7th, 93. Was it 94, 95, or 96?
B, 94.
Wow, good. Is it right? Yeah. It is right. Were you there? How would you?
Well, Wikipedia was very good.
Ah, you have internet access. Nice, nice. And any rumors, fun facts around the original release you know of that, or was just November 7th the date when everything was finished?
And yeah, just when everything was finished and marketing was ready to roll with it. So
yeah, yeah.
Nothing specific to that date. It's not because it was Veterans Day or anything, so no.
No, no, no. And I think with the previous trivia last year, we found out that the code name before then was Hermes?
Hermes. Which some people heard me say that this week, so,
oh,
so some people would have known that.
Right, right, right. Which I called Herbie during TechEd, though.
Herbie, yes.
Yes, very wrong. I think we have the mother of all questions, and maybe you want to talk to the prize, Marcel?
So the prize will actually be a System Center Universe 2015 ticket. There are free entrants. It looks like this. That look good? Good. Ready.
Nice. Well, I'll give you the clicker now. The mother of all questions is, what would be a cool new future System Center product? It's an open question, and I guess the person with the most original or most applicable.
Yeah, I think so.
And you decide. I'm not going to decide on this one. So who wants to try this one? Well, we'll let a couple of people answer, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe three, four, five people.
System Center Universe.
I think I heard it already.
System Center Universe.
And what would it do? What would the product do, actually?
Do everything.
Everything. Wow. Michel?
PCI DSS compliancy feature.
I'm sorry? Did you understand that?
No, sorry.
I'm sorry. What, can you repeat?
PCI DSS compliancy feature.
PCI compliancy?
Yeah.
Okay. What would the product be called then? Compliancy manager?
Something with
System Center manager.
I don't know.
We need a specific product name.
We need names. Compliancy manager is what I'm hearing. Anybody else? Benedict.
Okay. I would introduce a System Center Manager, which actually manages all the System Center products and introduces a single console for all of the products.
That is a good one, actually.
System Center as a Service.
System Center as a Service.
And anybody on the left?
Okay, I'd say System Center Cortana integration.
Cortana integration. System Center Cortana integration.
Yep.
White Russian self-service portal.
System Center manager to manage all your managers.
Yeah. Manager of managers. Anybody else? Any thoughts?
Okay, so let's do it with a show of hands, okay?
Sure.
So, first was the System Center Universe.
Yeah.
Who likes that? Who's voting for that?
Okay, three hands probably, maybe four hands. Okay.
Okay. Then we had the Compliancy Manager, is that correct?
Yep.
Or Compliance Manager, something?
Maybe two hands.
Two. Yeah, three.
Three hands.
Three.
Yeah.
Three. Next was, I guess, Benedict. That was the System Center Manager?
Managers of managers. The manager of managers. Some more
okay.
Hands. Five, six,
so
seven.
That's first place now. Maybe 10 hands. Then next was, I guess, Sean, right?
As a service?
System Center as a Service.
That's now first
six.
Place.
Nah, no, sorry. Then we had...
Stefan. The White Russian portal.
The White Russian self-service portal.
Ah.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Problem
is... Oh, we have Cortana as well. What was the Cortana? Yeah, good one.
Where's System Center Cortana
on the left
connector
somewhere.
Something.
Yeah. Who's for the Cortana integration? 10,
mm-hmm.
15.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing Stefan needs to give it away then, or?
Yeah, the problem is Stefan is a speaker anyway, so he cannot win a ticket.
Maybe Stefan should pick one of the other four or five.
Yeah, correct. Okay, we'll do it like that. So Stefan, what's your favorite?
Since there are not that many women here at in IT in general, so I would give the ticket to her.
Hey.
Wow.
By the way,
Mark.
She's also doing SCOM.
Mark, can you give it?
you have to get it here from me. You have to come to the stage.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have to open the ticket, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. And just to let you know, we hired a designer for this. Yeah. And it's the only ticket in this format, actually, so it's big. And we need some pictures of that as well. Where are the photographers? Oh, there we go. So, yeah. Congrats. Wow. Yeah. Bis zum nächsten Jahr.
Cool.
Great. So that was the last question,
That
Martin.
Was the last question.
Thanks, Martin, for hosting
Thank
the trivia.
Thank you, Marcel, for having us. Yeah.
Pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you.
So, it doesn't work anymore. Okay, now we're coming to the sponsor winner announcements. And we actually have three sponsors that will give away prizes now. So we'll start, I guess, first with Cisco. Where is Cisco? There. Some big hands for Cisco for being a platinum sponsor at SCU. It's a Surface 2. So these are all the potential winners?
All the potential winners, yes.
Great. I would say Michael can do the drawing because he didn't say a word here on stage.
My voice is gone. Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. Right. It's Patrick Kaviezel from Sulzer.
Is he still here?
Are you still here? Oh. Too bad for him. Let's take another one. Philip Löwer from ESCDE, Infrastructure Support Specialist.
There he is.
Okay, congratulations.
So actually, the question was, which Microsoft System Center components do integrate with Cisco UCS? And you could answer the Operations Manager, the Orchestrator, the Configuration Manager, and the Virtual Machine Manager. And it's actually all of the above this time. Okay, we integrate with all the products.
Great. Okay, then you have sponsor number two. I guess they're sitting there. It's Derdak or Durdak. What's that? Okay, both is good. Good, perfect. Welcome.
So we don't need like a mail fairy to do the drawing. So we have a GoPro. One of the coolest cameras you can imagine. And yeah, we have quite a bunch of filled in cards. And I would ask Mimi to draw one. Okay. So who do we have?
David Anderson,
admin RE.
Hey!
Fantastic. You were desperate in actually winning it. And good. Yeah, we didn't fake it, actually. So, it's yours. Congratulations, huh? Thanks for the great show.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm wired. Okay, and last is the giveaway of Itinet X of the Forza Motorsports game. And the cool story here is we have, again, another ticket for SCU 2015. And the winner, believe it or not, is the guy that wasn't here that would have won the Surface 2. So it's the same guy. Too bad. But missing two prizes is pretty hard. So are you okay if we give him at least a ticket for System Center Universe? Is that good? Good, thanks. Okay, now some numbers for from SU, and I don't want to make this too long, so I only picked the most important numbers, so something about White Russians and things. Just to give you an idea what this is all about. So how many people were here on site during the 3 days? I already announced that during the welcome notes. It's 370, which is more or less a 25 to 30% growth compared to last year. And the people countries where all these people are coming from is actually 20. This is absolutely amazing. So 20 countries. Month of planning the conference. So we started back actually in January. It was not a full-time job. So it's more or less 9 months. And people involved in planning are more or less only two. Only two people. So it's myself and it's Philip sitting somewhere. I cannot see him. Over there. Good. And just a number of communication things. So mail sent and received. What do you think? 50? 100? 15K. Wow. That's close. So it's approximately 2,000 emails. So it's quite a bit of a email traffic. Then speakers information. We received a total of approximately 110 session proposals, and that was actually one of the hardest part when we planned this conference, to align all of those session proposals, because we had lots of things that were covered by multiple sessions. So 100 plus proposals. And at the end, we had 35 speakers here on site. This number only includes the speakers that sent the proposal, so not the the sponsor speakers. Those were an additional, I guess, 12 or 13 something. So do you think the speakers did a great job this week? Did they? So thanks to all the speakers. Unfortunately, we couldn't even accept all the speakers, so we had 20 speakers that couldn't make it to the stages here, but we'll of course try to bring those guys in next year. And we actually had a number of female speakers. Anyone knows the number? One. Is she here? Yeah, she's there. Heike, thank you. Now the most important slide, parties. Wow. Number of official parties during the conference, actually three. So we had the attendee party yesterday. We will have the closing party today. And there was the speaker and sponsors party on Wednesday. So three official parties. Number of cocktails consumed during the attendee networking party. What do you think? All cocktails. It's cocktails. It's alcohol. How many? 150? Where did he get these cocktails from? I couldn't find him. It's zero. We didn't even have cocktails. Okay, now compare this number to the number of cocktails we served during the sponsor and speakers party. 80 people. What's a good number? 250 cocktails. This number does not include beer. Wow, so that's a pretty good average. A number of injured and or hospitalized people because of too excessive partying? Whew, luckily zero. So you're good party guys. Good, so what's next? We recorded all the sessions. We had a great interview team back in the last row. So also thanks to Carsten and Kerstin. Thanks for the great interviews. All this content will be made available for download during the next, let's say, 2 or 3 weeks. And you can download all the stuff from Channel 9. And we'll also, of course, link it to the SCU website. Now, as this is a community event, we really need your help. So in case you like the conference and you have plans to tweet or especially blog about it, let us know. So let all your people know that you've been to SCU, that hopefully you liked it. So your coworkers, your customers, your, I don't know, spread it in your favorite pub, spread it in your gym, wherever you are, and help us promote it. And if you're writing a blog post, also let us know the URL to access the blog post so that we can consolidate all that information on the SCU website. And if you have any questions, feedback that you couldn't give using the feedback forms that you will receive next day, probably, just drop us an email using scu@itinedx.ch. So that brings me to an end. So thanks, everyone who was somehow involved in this conference. So staff, sponsors, speakers, attendees, and everyone else. Also the people here from the conference venue and the people from the catering. They have done a great job, really. And a big hand for all of these guys. Good. SCU 2015 Europe will definitely happen someday, and we'll inform you once we know the exact dates. So if you still don't have enough SCU for this week and you want to continue on this, this is not definitely the end, because we'll have the closing party tonight, sponsored by Saracen and Itinedx. So it will be a party where we will serve food, cool drinks, in a pretty cool club called Sud, which is just around the corner here. And so in case you want to, well, mingle with people, continue discussions, whatever, have some fun, make sure you you show up at the party. If you don't know where this club is, and probably most of you guys don't know where it is, we had an idea to meet here at 5:45 and walk to the club together. So in case you want to use this option. Feedback, I already talked about that at the welcome note. Very important, so please give feedback. And remember, we'll make that donation for every feedback that we receive at the end. So really important to us. And that's now definitely the end. So I hope you'll be back next year. I will, definitely, even if I'm alone. But I will be here next year. And I hope you too. So see you next year. Thanks, guys.